This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Keeping it together, that's what we do best here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is under Victoria. Victoria. What's the, remember that song, Phil? What's that? Victoria. Is there, there's an old song called
Victoria
somewhere. We should have that for her.
Was it? Is it Tori? No.
No, no. No, there's a song called Victoria. And I want to say it was done by the Kinks or one of the groups like that. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, I would like to call your attention, and so would Jennifer and so would Jay and so would anybody else who's got any real chops, looking at the Biden administration and what they have done and what they're doing, and in a constructive, non-partisan way, right? The 20th will be the first anniversary of his starting his presidency. And when he was inaugurated, he said that there were problems, the disease of the national spirit and the disease that came from the coronavirus. He saw hope because he said leaders must always see that. I think that was probably, of all the things he said, the thing that I remember the most and identified the most with. Hope. Spirit, just momentum on the good side of life. There are a lot of people who make it their profession to chop him up. I certainly haven't got much to say good about a lot of the things that he's done. I don't know if I'm chopping him up. I think I could be accused of chopping up Kamala Harris because I think the woman is a horror show. However, what has that accomplished? I guess I could look at it, reflect on it, and say, okay, so, you know, saying that she wasn't of much value, what does that get you? She's there. Okay, so I guess, yes, there, you know, you look at the situation and you see the national spirit still not particularly thrilled with what's going on. I don't think that people in America feel. I mean, we had at the end of the year, there's always that that survey done at the end of the year. How do you feel? Are we better off at the end of the year than we were at the beginning of the year? Remember when Reagan asked when he was running, are you better off when he's running against Jimmy Carter? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the answer was solidly, N-O, no. And so, after a year of Joe Biden, are we better off than we were before? The answer is no. And so, were we better off after Trump? The answer was no. We haven't been better off, no matter who's been our leader.
Economically, we were.
For a long
while,
yeah. I would
say economically and from foreign policy and from the border. I mean, the year has
been... But we didn't feel good about being Americans.
Well, and that's just the problem, is that everybody's worried about how they feel instead of what's going on around them. And that's why Joe Biden, I think, is suffering this crisis of approval ratings, because he came up and he realized that. He said, well, people don't feel good. So I'm going to make people feel good. I'm going to be the adult in the room, and I'm going to unify everybody. And, oh, by the way, I'll stop the virus and blah, 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 blah. And he hasn't been able to do any of that. If anything, people are just dug in even further.
I think, yeah, there's that. Whether he could have done anything about the virus or not, I think that's a real
stretch. But see, that's what's really dumb, is
don't
that
promise.
He said that he could. Exactly.
Yeah,
because this is what I think is really funny, is that the virus is a virus, and it's going to change, and it's going to mutate, and the virus is going to try to survive. So if a human being says, well, we can beat this virus... Good luck. It's like a grudge match. It was a dumb promise to make, and he's having to live by it, which is what he's finding out right now.
All right. Now, what have they done? What's the old expression? What have you done for me lately? They have launched a program to fix the bridges that people have been talking about, and I would love to see them address the whole problem, not just the superficial problem of the bridges themselves. And you can say, oh, Doug, what's the other problem? The problem is the unions. Look at the influence the unions have. For example, Martin Luther King's birthday is the 15th. When did we celebrate it? We celebrated the 17th. Why did we celebrate the 17th? Because the union movement has convinced over the years, because they have they contribute billions of dollars, literally, to campaigns to influence whatever it is that they want influenced. That's how it works in this country. Campaign contributions get you access and oftentimes will get you your way. And so unions have been driving the public agenda for a long, long time. And this is just the latest, this $27 billion program to repair and upgrade the highway bridges. It's this infrastructure law that was approved back in November. And so the showcase is on now. Here we go. Five-year program, $5.5 billion to Puerto Rico, the District of Columbia, and tribes to do what? What are they going to do? They're fixing bridges? They're in the bridge business. Actually, you know, that's
This is part of the infrastructure bill that passed last year. So there's a lot of different money. There's a lot of money allotted or allocated for a different project. So
a lot of the things that need to be fixed require people who are very agile. And Indians, I don't know if you know this, but I didn't know it because I'm in the radio business. The only people you can get to fix radio towers are Indians or some. There's a tribe in Canada that does it. I don't know. Just think about it for a second. You know how you see, I don't know how many people are aware of it now, not so much as when I was a kid, but when I worked at the radio station, the towers were behind the radio station. And sometimes you see crossing the fruited plain, you see these towers, and people say, well, what are they? Some people think that they are the towers for telephones. No, they're towers for radio stations. And many of them go up into the, you know, they're 250, 300 feet, some of them as high as 800 feet, depending on what you need to get coverage for your area with your signal. And I got to tell you something. I love flying, and I don't think about being at 35,000 feet. But if I'm on a ladder, or I'm climbing up on top of a truck, or a wagon of hay on the farm, and I look down, I get a little woozy. And so you think about the people who are able to do this sort of thing. It's a special breed of person that fixes bridge. Like, imagine painting the San Francisco, the Golden Gate Bridge. Can you imagine being up on top of that bridge, or the superstructure with a paint can? That's what they do. There are guys literally who climb up to the top of the bridge, and they paint every year to keep the superstructure in shape. And those people are got to either be crazy.
Well, think about the window cleaners on those.
Yes,
those
The sky cleaners
are scary. So scary.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, I'm digressing here a little bit, but I'm thinking about how you get people to fix some of these bridges and some of the superstructure and who does it. And it's a really... That's not union stuff. Those guys maybe, I hope they belong to the union, but the union guys aren't climbing up on top of the bridges and doing the things that we've just described. Anyway, long story short, we have a lot of highway construction going on that is fed by the unions because we don't do a good job building roads in the first place. We don't do a good job building bridges. You don't see any of this stuff. And this becomes, I repeat this frequently, 3, 4, 5 times a year I get off on this toot because it's so unnecessary and nobody's really doing anything about it because it's politically incorrect to say something against unions or people. I'm sick of it. But it's more money being peed away at something that should be fixed much better. Okay, so the Biden scorecard now, the biggest problem we have, bar anything else that has to do with superstructure or infrastructure in our country, is this 5G disaster that is about to begin this week. This is going to cause, the airlines are so worked up about this, massive disruptions to travel, massive disruptions to shipping. And I'm not the one. I'm just reporting on what I know, what I've heard, what I see. You have any of these 5G towers within 2, 3, 4 miles of an airport, forget the community. You know how the airline, the flight attendant says, please turn off your phones when we're taking off. That's child's play. There's something in the 5G that so distorts the radio communication that they basically don't exist. When you're taking off to know that the pilot's talking to air traffic control?
I can't prefer it.
But you can't with 5G. It destroys with the 2 miles. You know, it doesn't take long to get up in the air and to get 2 miles away from the airport. But in the meantime, the plane's taking off, the plane's landing, and they can't hear anything with this 5G. If there is a tower close enough to the airport runways, so these airline CEOs have said to the FAA, you guys can't let this happen. You want planes dropping out of the sky in a cloud. I went into Chicago on, I went out on Saturday, came back on Sunday. You couldn't see the runway until you were 50 feet on top of it. That's how thick the clouds were. And you think that without the proper communication back and forth, that we aren't going to have a problem? I'm not one who likes to distort things, but I've been talking about this for months, and so finally we've got some other people who are yakking about it. And then, so what's the solution? The solution is, no, you can't have 5G until we figure out it's the technology. You know, the government's always behind on everything, and they're way behind on this. You know, the airlines complain every year they have their get-togethers, and it's been years and years and years. Our airport infrastructure is so backward in compared to Heathrow, Frankfurt, Tokyo, you name any big city around the world, and the airline pilots will tell you the same thing, that the way that the system works, much better everywhere else. All of the ground facilities, the radar and stuff are way archaic here in comparison to elsewhere. And the reason is because the government has raided every one of those funds. The airport trust fund, the highway trust fund, Social Security trust fund. There's no money in any of them. So that's why the taxes go up. That's why you have to pay more to drive your car, because they keep using the money for other stuff. Same thing. Look at the taxes on your airplane ticket now versus like 2-3 years ago. It's, well, I paid $46 the other day to fly to Chicago, and the tax on the $46 was $39. So it cost almost as much in taxes and fees for that short hop from Boston to Chicago as it did to actually get on the plane. It's crazy, but this is something we got to be aware of. It's 18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calogen is all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calogen just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calogen work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calogen alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie's.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindbergh is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is news to me. It's 23 after the hour. I'm learning something here. Last night, we've been talking about the Betty White thing since she passed away, actually, and the whole focus on her and the thing at the theaters, and I was saying to the ladies that I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot. References to some of the shows that they did, the Golden Girls, and then the show that was on after that didn't last, but the Golden Girls was one of the crowning glories of Betty White's career. So now I see Jay in social media, some trending folks. Is that the way we refer to people who are trenders? They're trending folks? Trenders. Trend. They're influencers. Who
are those trendy trendersons?
Trendy trendersons. Good.
We'll coin it and put it on a t-shirt.
All right. That's good. So the Golden Girls and Sex and the City, how do those two connect?
Yeah, a lot of people have been comparing it, especially since the death of Betty White, and more people are streaming the classic NBC sitcom Golden Girls and noticing the ages. So in season one of Golden Girls, Rose, Dorothy, Blanche, all in their 50s. I think they're like 52,
really?
53, respectively. Yep. Wow, Miranda, Charlotte, yeah. Carrie, and just like that, 54 and 55. So it just shows how the depiction of people in their 50s has changed over the years, where you had these Golden Girls who kind of seemed a lot older than 50, living somewhat retirement community kind of situation, to now, and just like that, the Sex and the City reboot with Carrie, Miranda, and Charlotte thriving and showing that 50 is still young.
Yeah, well,
societal acceptance, because women used to be shut down after 40, and I think it just shows that we've made some progress on that front, where women are not shut down. They're still seen as beautiful, and they can still do stuff, and
I think people are only handicapped by their own attitude toward age, and I say that from my own perspective, because I don't feel any different now than I have for the last 40 years. I feel the same. Maybe I sound the same. Maybe I sound a little bit more mature, a little bit more with it sometimes. But I think that the idea of women in their 50s, I think women that I know in their 50s are very sexy. Now, was I thinking when I was in go back to 1970 or the early 80s, did I think women in their 50s were sexy? I don't know that I even thought about it.
frankly. I never was a fan of the Golden Girls. I'm not a fan of situation comedies in general. Am I a fan of Betty White? Yes. Was I a fan of Rue McClanahan? No. I didn't really even know who she was. And any of the others, Bea Arthur, and what was the older lady's name?
Estelle Getty.
Estelle Getty. Right. Yeah, exactly. Now, you can't tell me.
She was actually the youngest. She was the youngest of the whole group.
She was?
Estelle Getty. She was playing older, but she was younger than any of the other four actresses. So, she was playing 80, and the rest of them were in their 50s.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I mean, go back to Andy Griffith, if you will, and what AIDS looked like then. That was a show that, when was that around? Late 50s and into the 60s? And how, remember Opie? And that's Ron Howard. He was a kid. And now look at him today. He's got a lick of hair on his head, and he looks like he's an old timer. And it's that not that long. Maybe that's the thing here. Think about how it seems like yesterday, Sex and the City, when they were in their, 20s, 30s? What were they supposed to be at that time?
Yeah, 20s, late 20s at the beginning, right. And then into their 30s. Yeah. The movies, they weren't they in their 40s or late 30s in the films?
Yeah.
Maybe, but think about when you were a kid, and adults just seemed like so much more adultier, for lack of a better word.
Adults seem more like adults. Oh, I like that. Yeah, imagine that. Take that, you trenders.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Unusually high waves attributed to the eruption of an underwater volcano near Tonga over the weekend caused an oil spill on the Peruvian coast. But authorities said Monday the spill was controlled within hours. Apparently a tanker was unloading the oil when waves broke the connection to shore. Grant Alexander on NBC News describes a site in New Zealand caused by a tsunami.
And they popped their heads out of their boat to see a red catamaran going over the top of my boat. So that is a force of nature there.
At least two people are confirmed to have died in Tonga following the eruption. A U.S. appeals court transferred a challenge to Texas heartbeat law to the state Supreme Court in a 2-1 vote last night. The Supreme Court did not rule on the merits of the Texas law, but the justice's decision paved the way for lower courts to decide whether it's constitutional. The asteroid 7482 is expected to fly by our planet around 4:51 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Virginia's 74th Governor, Glenn Youngkin, delivers his first address to their joint assembly Monday.
We're going to start by investing in Virginia classrooms. Education is the key to opportunity, the means by which all children and their parents can realize their greatest dreams. Virginia schools have a lofty reputation, but lately we've not lived up to that reputation. In fact, our education standards for math and reading are now the lowest in the nation. Unelected political appointees lowered standards, which inevitably led to a decline in student performance. 60% of students don't meet national proficiency standards, including over 70% of Latino students and over 80% of Black students. They're failing to meet the standard on the math NAEP tests. Remarkably, these dramatic declines, noted by the National Center for Educational Statistics, have only seen one Virginia school that was deemed failing because accreditation standards were lowered. Starting now, we're ending the accountability shell game intended to make us feel good, but amount to the often stated soft bigotry of low expectations. Let's stop cheating our kids.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The great pandemic of 1918, the Spanish flu. There were no vaccines then, but there was eventually a mutant that originated, and this was very contagious, but not very dangerous. The Spanish flu, the H1N1 influenza, vanished. And I'm hoping that Omicron is this mutant that will finally get rid of all this COVID-19.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are back into the fold again at 34 after the hour on the DJV program, the daily show that brings you into focus with the events of the day, the issues of the day, people that folks are talking about, things that matter. For example, women's pay and how far it lags behind men's. 82 cents for every dollar. 82 cents women make for every dollar a man makes. Why? 50, if you are a Latina, you get 55 cents an hour for every dollar a non-Hispanic male makes. So what do the Hispanics make? What is a Hispanic? That's something I'd like to know. How much different is the pay for Hispanic men than for white men, Latinos versus Latinas women, Latinos men? What the, is that why they all get jobs working for the landscapers? Because the landscapers can pay them, they pay a white guy, a gringo, $30 an hour. They can pay the Latinos, what, $12 an hour, minimum wage or whatever it is. and the people who've come here are happy to have it. So is this a problem? Is this important? Is the women's issue a problem? Is the different the heritage of Latino people that come here to work, is that important? Or is it all just part of the way things are? Remember Barbara Streisand, the way things were?
Well, I think there's a couple
of things.
Just
the way it is.
I don't know. I think that I think we are in a better place than we were. I think certainly in the past, people were not as apt to give women as much money as men because they would think that they were going to leave the job and go have kids, or they were going to not be as effective because they had other things to worry about. I think that's kind of gone. I don't know. I think these are stale surveys because yes, it's important to make sure that that people's race or gender are not coming into play when it comes to their pay. But I think it's also really weird to say, okay, well, you're a woman, so I'm going to give you this much. You're a minority, so I'm going to give you this much. You're a white male, so I'm going to give you that much. And I don't know how much I buy into all that stuff because there are exceptions to every rule. There are places geographically, I'm sure minorities in Los Angeles are doing a lot better than even probably
minorities
white people in Mississippi.
St. Louis.
So, I don't know. I think it's really hard to compare. I think people do these surveys to try to make a point that minorities and women are being marginalized or underserved. But I just
it's the same group or the same thinking as has attacked the white versus black issue. Blacks get paid less than whites do. Okay, so why is that? Is it because people that run businesses are prejudiced, or is it because black people are willing to work for less money? And if that's the case, why? Why, if you're a black person, and maybe it's easy for me to say because I'm not, but if in fact you stick to your guns and you have a skill, that's the real problem. People and the education and the prejudices that come with educational opportunities, those are pretty real. And in that circumstance, okay, so they aren't as well educated, so they don't deserve to get paid as much. It's like a vicious circle. And around, and I think you're right, I fell prey to that, Jennifer. I got sucked right in to the survey.
And there you go.
Well, sometimes I think people think they have the same jobs when really they may have the same title, but they're not doing the same jobs. Myself and a former coworker, we had the same position, and I made less than him, but that's because he was there longer. He built up to, you know, he got those raises, but also he had other side jobs within that company that warranted him to get more money than me. I didn't. I just did the one thing.
All right, so here's another one of these that comes from the work world. Everybody ready?
Ready.
The list of the professionals, I always love these. The professionals who are trusted the most and the professionals who are trusted the least. Guess
lawyers.
Where we come in on that.
Oh, talk to host? I don't know. It depends on who you talk to, probably.
Right. Yes, right. I think that's true. Okay, so anyway, the number one most respected position professionally in America are doctors. 54% of those who surveyed said they respected doctors more than any other profession. Second on the list of most respected, scientists. 51% of those who were surveyed said scientists were at the top of the list for them. 43% said teachers are to be more respected than any other profession. Let's see here. People working in the armed forces, 22% of those surveyed here. And let's see, where, by the way,
I would agree with these.
Yeah, would you? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see who the least respected are. 52% said, that's right.
Definitely.
52% said that they at least regard for politicians. 39% said they have least regard for government workers. 22% said they had least regard for people in the advertising business. 11% said that they had the least regard for bankers. Let's see here. Journalists and talk radio hosts, 10% said they have the least regard for them. They don't trust
them. So we're not last.
Why would they put us in with journalists, please? They have to be much lower.
We are not. Well, you went to journalism school.
I did.
Yeah.
And I never say I'm a journalist because I give people my opinion.
Well, that's the whole thing. People said, I remember when I was much younger doing talk, and people would refer to me all the time as a journalist. Oh, you're a journalist. I look at them. I said, what do you mean I'm a journalist? I'm not a journalist at all. I don't want to be in that kit and caboodle. I don't want to be considered a journalist because journalists, this is a misuse, a misnomer, misplaced identity where people don't understand what the real term means. They think anybody who has public access is a journalist. All these morons who are on social media, podcasters, whoever it is that are spouting off all the time, they're not journalists. There are very few journalists. Would you say Shepard Smith at this point, because he says that his CNBC Nightly News is the news, is he a journalist? Is Chris Wallace a journalist? Is that buffoon who runs
Meet the... It's really hard.
Yeah.
Oh, Meet the Press. It's really hard to figure out, like, who is a real journalist out there still. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of depressing.
So
when
who,
you
in your mind, who's somebody you come across every day doing this program?
I think one of the best people that tries to keep it very neutral is Brett Baer. I think he does a pretty good job.
But he's at a place where he's not identified that way. Fox News, nobody thinks Fox News is fair and balanced.
Well,
so
does anybody think,
swimming.
I mean...
No,
CNN, maybe the best, the guy who every once in a while will ask a few tough questions is Jake Tapper. But I can't, you definitely know where he is politically.
Yeah.
Chris Wallace, you know where he is politically. I guess he tried.
I never knew where Huntley and Brinkley were. I don't know what their politics were. Who knew what their politics were? Here's the good news of the half hour. All right, everybody, pay attention. This is the story of Mike Luciano, known to his friends as Lucky Luciano. Lucky just won $1 million from a $20 scratch-off ticket. This is the fourth time this guy has scored a jackpot playing the lottery.
Wow, good for him.
Huh? Four
times. I'd say buy
a
lottery ticket, but he already has.
Yeah.
Last year, he won $500,000 from the Pennsylvania State Lottery. The year before that, he won $3 million. And then the year before that, he won $100,000. So altogether, this guy has won $4.6 million. Lucky Luciano. Sounds like somebody
who
worked for Al Capone, doesn't it?
It does. Somebody's going to bust a kneecap if you don't pay up.
Yeah, right. I want my 10%. Anyway, he bought the ticket... The one he bought this year, the first of the year, he bought for his mother, apparently. She likes playing, and he likes playing for her. So he got the ticket on some back road in Pennsylvania, and he drove right to the Pennsylvania office, to the headquarters of the lottery, to get his ticket, to bring his ticket in and win his money. I think if I won, I wouldn't want everybody to know. What about it, ladies?
No.
Yes or no? No.
I wouldn't advertise it. Yeah.
No. The law in Massachusetts is that you have to be public when you claim your prize. So I'd pay somebody if I won, like the Powerball jackpot, I think now is what, about $380 million? Mega Millions got one a couple of weeks ago. So that's still down in the, 40, 50 million bracket. That's what I was talking about. Like it was 40 or 50 million. It was nothing. That's nothing. The other jackpot is 300, I think it's close to $400 million. Anyway, so the people who buy these tickets, I see people, I was in the gas station yesterday, there's a guy lined up there, he was doing them, and he bought $40 worth of tickets. And people do that, that's how they get their money. And yet, there are only a few people who win. Does that keep you from doing it? Nah, because I think it's good psychology, Frank. Whenever I buy a ticket, I think about all the good I'll do with all that money. What am I going to do with the money? Who's going to be helped and where are we going to put it, et cetera, et cetera. But I'd pay somebody $1 million. If I won $350 million, I'd give somebody $1 million to go get it and not be... Then you have to make sure you really trust the person that you give ticket to.
Otherwise,
right?
Sayonara.
You better have a side agreement someplace that says, yeah, okay, yeah, all right, I'll go get it for you. Sucker! I'm going to Morocco. Where is it? Where is the little island, little place?
The Cayman Islands?
No, not the Caymans. Off the coast of France. What's that little, begins with an N? Monte Carlo, thank you.
Monte Carlo.
That's where I'd go. That's a beautiful place. Fabulous place. Anyway, congratulations to this guy who was a winner. It's neat. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. All right. Speaking of winners, three-quarters of the $800 billion that went to the PPP, remember we did this, Jennifer, you did it at your business, I did it at my business. When we first got the whole business of the pandemic, we all could file for Paycheck Protection Program and to help ourselves and help our workers and help the companies. Well, your tax dollars at work. The first round of PPP, about $800 billion, three-quarters of it went to the business owners and did not go to the workers and to help keep workers. I don't understand how that was. I know we had to prove. We had to prove that the money went to the workers. At least I did.
Me too.
You probably did too.
Yeah, I had to turn in my payroll reports.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of is either owners added themselves to the payroll or something. I don't know. Maybe they were able to justify their rent expenses, or they just decided to take the loans at a 1% rate and pay them back whenever they wanted. Because that was the other option, is that if you didn't want to try to get relief, then you could pay the loans back, and it was like a 1% interest rate.
Yeah. Wow. Think about all that money, though. What we could have done with what instead of it. I'm not as cynical about this as I am about many things. A lot of people were helped by this. There's no question about it. I could see people that were in my league. Your father and your company and mine are in the same league. And I don't know how I would have, that first 3 or 4 months, I haven't the slightest idea how I would have kept this going without that. And I said that to all of you at the time. It just is, you know, it became something, and I'm betting lots of people, because a lot of small business people love this program, and so they identify with what we're doing, and they said the same thing. I don't know how I would have survived. So thank God that for that anyway, even though, you know, it goes deeper and farther back to the cause, and we haven't got time for that now because it's 48 past the hour.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
As retail giants and industry specialists prepare to gather at NRF 2022, Retail's Big Show, to tackle the sector's biggest topics and forecast what's next, retail customer engagement specialists and masters reveal new insight from consumers alongside their second annual Unpredictions report. The report helps to explain why online sales are still booming, which brands benefited the most during the pandemic, customer experience and loyalty, and what retailers should focus on to thrive in 2022. Megan York, Global Head of Product Marketing for Amarsys, is here to tell us more.
At Amarsys, we're on a mission to help marketers understand their customers better. And that's one of the reasons we surveyed over 2,000 people to help understand their buying behaviors during this pandemic. Over 30% of people said that they purchased something during the pandemic that they never would have before. Fitness equipment, painting sets, even home tattoo kits. But maybe not also surprisingly, the vast majority of people said whatever they purchased during the pandemic, they're not actually using anymore.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here among the DJV healthers. It's the healthy time on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Jack, with whom I spent the past weekend learning more about my body, learning about how his clinic in Salt Lake functions. And for those of you who are listening in Salt Lake, they have a beautiful new facility. Have you told everybody that yet, or am I?
No, we haven't signed anything yet.
It was a great place. I went to look at the new place. I thought it was fabulous. Salt Lake City is a very unique American city, I think, anyway. I travel a lot, and I find in Salt Lake lots of contrasts, right? The comparison to other cities, more contrasting Salt Lake for lots of different reasons. The good reasons are there are a lot of great people there, and they have a lot of great businesses. One of the worst things about the city is the airport. What a nightmare. Oh, God. What a horror show.
Brand new.
It's a brand new airport. What'd you say?
It's terrible.
$4 billion. It was supposed to cost $2 billion, and it cost $4 billion.
Yeah.
And it's just awful. Awful, awful. Anyway, that's not why we're talking. We want to talk about your health and well-being. COVID has spiked again. A lot of people are working from home. And I wondered this. We never really talked about this. Do you think it's healthier? Never mind the psychological impact of it, but physically, is it better for people to stay home in their environment? For example, you do a lot of work from home. Mary does a lot of work from home. I work from home. I know a lot of people who work from home for a long, long time. And I wonder if it isn't psychologically and physically healthier in some ways for the workforce to stay at home.
How did mankind get to the role it's had right now, that it's enjoying right now, sans COVID? For thousands and thousands of generations, if we had stayed home, we often lose sight of the fact that our bodies are just a part of a community of other living organisms, the majority of which we can't even see because they're too small, and that's what we call the microbiome. Mm-hmm. And the virome that lives within us, that keeps us alive. We keep it alive. It keeps us alive. And it's constantly adapting and changing to the environmental changes that we experience. Coming in contact with another human being, hugging, a kiss on the cheek, shaking hands, is one of the best ways to keep your immune system strong and healthy and resilient. And this is you know, at the same time, you see this explosion of cases. You don't see an explosion of deaths. This is just something like another flu. We're in flu season. We're in cold flu season now anyway. A lot of this stuff is just the flu. The test that they do to try to determine if you have COVID or Omicron or Delta or whatever can't tell the difference between those things and a flu. You could have a flu experience and still get a positive Omicron, even though there's no real definitive test for Omicron anyway. And then at the same time that's happening, the World Health Organization is coming out and saying all these vaccinations, all these boosters, and vaccinating children simply are not necessary.
I'm not. So I don't pay any. I think
that's
the World
not
Health
getting the news. That's not getting in the news.
Yeah, obviously. Well, the World Health Organization is from hunger, as far as I'm concerned, run by the Chinese. But I know what you're saying. There are a lot of other credible sources that are kind of saying the same thing. To move to something else that complicates COVID, that is smoking. There's a whole thing about how we all know. I mean, is there anybody that is in existence that doesn't know that smoking is bad for you? It's not good also for your pocketbook. I didn't realize this because I don't smoke and never have, and I don't want to be around people who smoke. But if you buy a package of normal cigarettes, listen to this. We are in America, in our healthcare system, we ought to be doing something about this because America is the cheapest place in the civilized world to buy tobacco products. Did you know that?
No,
I didn't. The average package of 20 costs $8 in America, $12 in France, $15 in England, and $26 in Australia. How about that? So, and look at the health of the people in those. I don't know what you think about European health, but it seems to be they say it's because of COVID, our lifeline has actually gone backwards in the past couple of years, right? The length of time the average American lives, is that because of Omicron or Delta or whatever? Or is it just because we're eating so badly and it's catching up with us? Our habits are so bad. What do you think, Jack?
Well, in my experience, the greatest determining factor of how long you're going to live is the environmental aspects of your life, which includes your diet, includes rest, stress levels. All these things add up, but diet is the most important determiner of longevity.
Diet is, right.
Yes.
So the more ice cream you have that's health food, the better off you are.
Right. There you go.
Mary's milkshakes for everyone. Well, there's a little vanilla ice cream in it. We'll be all set. All right, Jack Stockwell here on.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.